Welcome to Reflections on Buddhism on 90.7 FM, KSQD Santa Cruz. Reflections on Buddhism is a monthly radio show with Buddhist teacher Tenzin Chokyi that bridges the worlds of Buddhist thought and the latest research into positive psychology. I'm your host, Matthew Tavares, and each month we'll select a topic where we can weave together Buddhist wisdom with the science of mind, and then apply these concepts to everyday life in a practical way. Welcome, Tenzin.
Thank you, Matthew. Good to see you again.
It's great to see you as well. So today we talked about groundlessness, which is, you know, on the surface is maybe a bit of an existential and mind-bending topic. But I think as we got into some of the details of it, there's actually a lot to talk about when we look at this topic through the eyes of Buddhist philosophy. And I'm excited to sort of dive right into it.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm just interested to hear from your side a bit about why that was coming up for you. I found it such an interesting topic, but I was wondering, you know, a little bit about why you suggested that. Is there some reason that's coming up for you, or why to explore that specifically?
Well, I think for me, groundlessness comes up in a lot of different ways. I think on a personal level, you know, having just lost my mother recently, having just made a big move across the country, having left a long-term career where, you know, all of those things were anchors of stability and pretty clear markers of what my identity was and what my role in the world was, and all sort of for a long time feeling fairly certain. And then I think also if I look at a lot of what I see happening in the external world, particularly with this level of polarization, which we'll talk about a bit later in the episode, but how people are doubling, tripling, and quadrupling down on these very dogmatic ideas because there's a lot of uncertainty, it feels, in the world now. And, you know, maybe it's just a function that I'm getting older. And as you get older, it's the sky's falling every minute. But I really do feel that it's people are really questioning, you know, as a lot of these old social structures start to fall apart, many of them rightly so. I think some of them, you know, served a great deal of value, especially as we start to talk about the family unit and sort of a lot of these social structures. I think people are feeling very lost and very panicked by the fact that they don't have these things to sort of construct their life around. And it's, you know, the visual that comes to me is it's sort of like if you were to remove the skeleton from your body, it's just like this bag of meat rolling around. And I, you know, I think sometimes like my life sometimes feels a bit like that. Like what structure do I give it? And it's, I think we can't, I at least can't make the assumptions that I used to about what purpose looks like or what meaning looks like.
So interesting, you know, and I'm so curious too. And I'd like to ask a follow-up because I've gotten very curious these days and been listening to a lot of therapists primarily who are talking about like somatic, you know, the somatic experiences of various emotions, the somatic experiences, and like, what does it feel like in the body? Because we can be so focused on the thoughts in our mind and the concepts in our mind. And I'm wondering for groundlessness, because I'm almost getting a sense as you provide this sort of metaphor of like the skeleton being gone or something. And I'm curious what the felt sense of groundlessness is emotionally or somatically for you.
It's a body of work that I'm only just becoming familiar with as well. And such a, I think such a valuable hallmark of what's really happening behind, you know, some of the thoughts that show up when groundlessness shows up and some of the desire to buy the thing or lose the weight or clean the house or whatever, you know, the impulse is to kind of secure some stability. And for me, it really has this somatic feeling that I can only really describe as the sort of panic when you're on an airplane and suddenly you hit like that clear air turbulence or whatever. And the plane, you know, the plane's just sort of tootling along. Everyone's fine. Everyone's sort of eating their their stale pretzels and, you know,
yeah,
nothing of great magnitude is happening. And then suddenly you're dropping thousands and thousands of feet through the air. And it's just this like weightless, like your innards are suddenly, you know, want to come out through your eyeballs. And it's just a very, it's a feeling I find very panicky. And it's a difficult feeling to sit with, because I think unlike many other difficult emotions, there's nothing to hold on to by definition.
Yeah.
And it reminds me, I mean, I came across this only recently, but the teacher and leader founder of Shambhala, Chogyam Trungpa, has a saying, which I love, where he says, the bad news is you're falling through air, nothing to hang on to and no parachute. But the good news is there's no ground. And I definitely related to the first part of that statement because it's somatically what I experience. But, you know, I wonder if you could speak to this, you know, this idea of no ground or groundlessness and maybe how that relates to Buddhist philosophy, because it strikes me that it is fairly foundational to Buddhist philosophy.
And it's so interesting that you give this